Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the New York Mets and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Bobby Klaus. Batting second. The shortstop, Bud Harrelson. Batting third. The third baseman, Charlie Smith. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jim Hickman. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Ron Swoboda. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Danny Napoleon. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Cleon Jones. Batting eighth. The catcher, Greg Goosen. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Selma. Pitching for the New York Mets, Dick Selma. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Don Young. Batting second. The second baseman, Glenn Beckert. Batting third. The right fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ernie Banks. Batting sixth. The left fielder, George Altman. Batting seventh. The catcher, Chris Krug. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Hendley. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Bob Hendley. And now, play ball. Bobby Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus takes first base on ball four. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Klaus moves to second. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Klaus scores. Harrelson moves to third. It's 1-0, Mets. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman hits a pop-up towards short. Kessinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swoboda takes first base on ball four. Smith moves to second. Danny Napoleon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Napoleon strikes out. Two outs. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a line drive into right field. That will be extra bases. Williams fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Williams. Harrelson scores. Smith scores. Swoboda goes all the way around to score. Jones moves to third. It's 4-0, Mets. Greg Goosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goosen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young strikes out. One out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert takes first base on ball four. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hickman fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Dick Selma is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Selma strikes out. One out. Bobby Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Klaus hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-0, Mets. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Harrelson strikes out. Two outs. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Smith hits a pop-up towards first. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Klaus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks takes first base on ball 4. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Banks moves to third. Chris Krug is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krug hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Klaus fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0-for-1 in the game. Hickman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swoboda is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Swoboda takes first base on ball 4. Hickman moves to second. Bob Humphreys now pitching. Danny Napoleon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Napoleon is 0-for-1 in the game. Napoleon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Humphreys fields it and throws to third for the out. Swoboda moves to second. One out. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert fields it and throws to second for the out. Swoboda moves to third. Two outs. Greg Goosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goosen is 0-for-1 in the game. Goosen hits a pop-up towards short. Kessinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger hits a fly ball into center field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Landrum pinch hits for Bob Humphreys. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landrum hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Don Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0-for-1 in the game. Young strikes out. Two outs. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Beckert hits a fly ball into left field. Swoboda settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Cal Kuntz now pitching. Don Landrum now playing center field. Dick Selma is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Selma is 0-for-1 in the game. Selma strikes out. One out. Bobby Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Klaus takes first base on ball 4. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Harrelson hits a line drive towards right. Williams catches it and throws to first to double up Klaus. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0 for 1 in the game. Santo hits a pop-up towards short. Harrelson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Banks hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Williams moves to second. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Selma fields it and throws to first for the out. Williams moves to third. Banks moves to second. Two outs. Chris Krug is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krug is 0 for 1 in the game. Krug hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Smith for the out. One out. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hickman takes first base on ball 4. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swoboda is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks, Swoboda hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Williams. Swoboda reaches second base with a double. Hickman moves to third. Danny Napoleon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Napoleon is 0 for 2 in the game. Napoleon strikes out. Two outs. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Jones hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hickman scores. Swoboda moves to third. It's 6-0, Mets. Greg Goosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goosen is 0 for 2 in the game. Goosen hits a fly ball into center field. Landrum settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 6, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 1 in the game. Kessinger hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landrum is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Landrum strikes out. One out. Doug Clemens pinch hits for Cal Kuntz. Doug Clemens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemens hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kessinger moves to third. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Beckert hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kessinger scores. Clemens moves to second. It's 6-1, Mets. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Williams hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Klaus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0 for 2 in the game. Santo takes first base on ball 4. Clemens moves to third. Beckert moves to second. Darryl Sutherland now pitching. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Banks hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Clemens scores. Beckert scores. Santo moves to second. It's 6-3, Mets. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Altman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Santo scores. Banks moves to second. It's 6-4, Mets. Chris Krug is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krug is 0-for-2 in the game. Krug strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 6, and the Cubs 4. The Mets will come to bat. Ernie Broglio now pitching. Darryl Sutherland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sutherland hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bobby Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Klaus hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks fields it and throws to second for the out. 1 out. Chuck Hiller pinch hits for Bud Harrelson. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Klaus moves to second. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Krug for a passed ball. Klaus moves to third. Hiller moves to second. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Smith is walked intentionally. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hickman takes first base on ball 4. Klaus scores. Hiller moves to third. Smith moves to second. It's 7-4, Mets. Lindy McDaniel now pitching. Ed Bailey now catching. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swoboda is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and 2 walks. Swoboda hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 7, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Chuck Hiller now playing second base. Bobby Klaus now playing shortstop. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kessinger hits a line drive into center field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landrum is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Landrum takes first base on ball 4. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hiller fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 7, and the Cubs 4. The Mets will come to bat. Danny Napoleon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Napoleon is 0-for-3 in the game. Napoleon hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Landrum. Napoleon reaches second base with a double. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Greg Goosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goosen is 0-for-3 in the game. Goosen is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Darryl Sutherland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sutherland is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sutherland hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger misplays the ball. That's an error on Kessinger. Napoleon scores. That run is unearned. It's 8-4, Mets. Bobby Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and two walks. He's got one RBI. Klaus hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 8, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Sutherland, and towards Klaus, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Williams strikes out. Two outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 8, and the Cubs 4. The Mets will come to bat. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hiller hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops it up and throws to first, with McDaniel covering, for the out. One out. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got one RBI. Hickman is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 8, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hiller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Stewart pinch hits for Lindy McDaniel. Jimmy Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 8, and the Cubs 4. The Mets will come to bat. Ken Holtzman now pitching. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swoboda is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and two walks. Swoboda hits a fly ball into center field. Landrum settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Danny Napoleon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Napoleon is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Napoleon strikes out. Bailey drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Napoleon out. Two outs. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got three RBIs. Jones takes first base on ball 4. Greg Goosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goosen is 0-for-4 in the game. Goosen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 8, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kessinger hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Swoboda, who is chasing the ball. Kessinger reaches third base with a triple. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landrum is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Landrum hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Napoleon, who is chasing the ball. Landrum reaches third base with a triple. Kessinger scores. It's 8-5, Mets. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-1 in the game. Bailey hits a fly ball into left field. Swoboda settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Landrum tags and scores. One out. It's 8-6, Mets. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards short. Klaus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 8, and Chicago Cubs, 6. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.